Tina Smith says last week, I am not going to run for Senate again. A lot of people had kind of surmised that she may decide to go that route and not run again. But for a lot of us that haven't followed that angle of Minnesota politics all that closely, it was a big surprise. And it certainly made us all go, wow, what's next? So as you kind of size up the landscape there in Minnesota politics, who do you think gets in there and who do you think has the best chance?
I don't know. It's an important question. And I know a lot of people in the Republican Party here in Minnesota feel they have a great opportunity. Tim Walz has made a fool of himself and it has shown his true colors. The national media took him apart in a way that the local media never did.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. So he's up for governor as well in the same election cycle if he decides to run again. Now, there is some word that his lieutenant governor is going to run for the Senate seat, and there is word that the lieutenant governor and Governor Tim Walz are in a little bit of a tiff, and so now Governor Walz may throw his name in for the Senate seat. So that's all on the Democrat side, and if that is the case, then the Republicans think they have a real opportunity because his lieutenant governor, Peggy Flanagan, is even further to the left than Tim Walz. So those two are kind of claiming the space on the Democrat side. On the Republican side, it is to be determined. There is the Speaker of the House in Minnesota is a Republican. They have the House by just like one seat, the Republicans right now. But she may be someone who is kind of a rising star and might step into that senatorial race. I think Minnesota is starving for a moderate Republican who doesn't tell them that they're going to ban abortion, but who also is, you know, the antithesis of the Tim Walz regime.
Yeah. So is the Senate job a better gig than governor for Walz, or do you think he just has a better shot at winning that so he might jump out of the governor's chair?
Honestly, I'm surprised. I'd really be surprised if he runs for anything at all. I mean, some of this is just rumor right now because he is in this tiff with his lieutenant governor, and she's immediately declared she's running for Senate. And so now there's this sense that, oh, I might do it too. Maybe he wants to stay relevant in politics. And so I just don't know, but I don't know how this man could ever be elected again. But then again, he got elected in the first place, and
yeah,
so did Jesse the Body Ventura. So Minnesota is a really, yeah, really weird place.
Yeah, you know, yeah, when he went on the national scene as the vice president nominee on the Dem side, we saw, at least me, I don't know, maybe I wasn't paying attention, but I had not seen that side of Tim Walz. He looked like a cartoon character that was shot out of a gun that had like six Red Bulls at a gay pride parade or something. He just looked like what has happened to you? Because he kind of played this sort of soft-spoken, you know, get along with everybody kind of Minnesotan, fairly even keel. And then we saw these weird, like, you know, overcooked gyrations on stage, and it was really, really funny. And I thought, man, if he doesn't get it, how does he go back to Minnesota after that?
Yeah. Well, he's back. Again, I haven't spoken to him. What I hear is that, you know, he's really unhappy, that he was absolutely floored. Is that the right word? That they're very depressed over in the Kamala Walz campaign and that he's just despondent. But I don't know. Now, here's another interesting name to keep in mind, although I'm not convinced he wants to go back to Washington, and that is Dean Phillips, who, as you remember, ran for president against Joe Biden. He threw his hat in the ring because he was very blunt about the fact that Biden wasn't with it and Biden couldn't do another term. We need an alternative. This was before the whole Kamala Harris development. So, you know, this is a guy who's much more of a moderate Democrat. I don't agree with him on every issue, but Dean Phillips is at least sane, and he understands that the Democrats right now are really killing themselves because they're just doubling down on everything that got them ousted from office in the first place, instead of saying, you know what, might be smart if we actually worked with the Trump administration on some of this stuff. So he sees that. Now, I have interviewed Dean Phillips. He has said he's not running for Senate. He has said he's not running for governor. He's a businessman first and foremost, but you never know. He could get recruited and change his mind.
Okay. So I had Blois Olson, who I'm sure you know, Blois. He was on my program on Friday. And I had seen kind of all these things happening over the last few days. And I said, okay, play a little game with me, Blois, if you will. I'm going to give you three names, people that I happen to have a great amount of respect for that I would love to see get involved in this discussion. Here are my three names, Scott Jensen, Liz Collin, and Michelle Tafoya. And I said, yeah. Blois, rank them 1 through 3. Who do you think would have the best chance? How would you, in your power poll? And he goes, 1, Tafoya; 2, Collin; 3, Scott Jensen. And so, I went on Twitter, I think later on that day, and I said, give me Liz for one and Michelle for the other, and we all win at the end of the day. So I have to ask you, have you given any thought to getting involved in any of this?
I have given a ton of thought to it over the last number of years. And, you know, believe me, when Tina Smith made her announcement, my phone practically exploded. And I've been talking to everyone from Tim Scott to people here locally, to, people kind of in the establishment. But the ultimate thing for me is my family. And, you know, someone said to me recently, when these people retire and they say they want to spend more time with their family, as Tina Smith said, you know, how can we really believe it? Well, some of us really do put our families first, and I have always been that way. And sometimes it's worked for me, and sometimes it hasn't. But I, you know, my family, I don't know that we're long for Minnesota either. You know, we've got one in college and one finishing up high school, and that is obviously going to get in the way if we're not going to be here. So have I considered it? I have considered it a lot. Have I made a definite decision? I would say I'm 90% of the way there. I'm with you. I tried to get Liz Collin involved.
Yep.
And I think she'd be great. So, but I think for Liz, you know, she's doing exactly what she wants to do right now.
Yes,
so
she is. Yeah.
I think there are now Kendall Qualls, as I understand, who also ran for governor the last time that Scott Jensen was the nominee. Kendall's going to get back in this race, I believe. And I think he has a real shot. This would be his third time running for office. Third time is sometimes the charm. You learn a lot. People get to know you. And, you know, Scott Jensen still has that tape floating around out there that says, I want to ban abortion. And that is not going to, that's just never going to go over well in Minnesota, ever.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, and I have so much respect for you and Liz and Scott, too. Scott Jensen has taken so many arrows for the right things, and I will eternally be grateful. But I think it's going to take somebody who Minnesotans would say, oh, like a little bit of star power, I think, helps. And you have such a great resume of being someone who has handled herself in, like, the highest pressure situations, like the moment's never too big for you. And everybody knows that same thing for Liz. And you have that charm, and you have that, you know, kind of TV presence behind you. So does Liz. And I think, you know, look, I ton of respect for you and love you to death. And whatever you want to do, I'll say great, great call. But I hope there's someone like you and someone like Liz. And I thought Scott, that Matt Burke might be that guy. And then Matt moved to Florida, I heard. And so goes that. So I just think that Republicans can do it. But I think the same people that we've heard, Scott, love Kendall, they're all the right things. But I think it's going to take a Ronald Reagan. That's a bad analogy. Okay, I get it. But somebody like that who can bring a little mojo to the party, I think it's going to take that, because I don't know that any names that we hear floated in the Republican mill, if you will, are names that get Minnesotans really fired up. And the names that we've been talking about, I think, would. But I ton of respect, like I said, and whatever you decide will go great, I'm sure.
I hear you, and I have been talking to people about this, like I said, for a long time, and people agree with you that it's going to take someone bold, someone different, you know, and so It's it's really flattering, all the very nice things you said about me. I really appreciate that. I don't know that I deserve all of that, but I'm flattered. And, you know, it's a matter of, too, you know, honestly, how long am I going to be in Minnesotan?
Yeah.
And so I have to consider that, and I've got to consider my husband and my kids.
Of course.
And what it would do to their lives. I think it's really easy, I got to tell you, really easy to get swept up in the enthusiasm and the compliments and the, oh, you'd win and all of that. And really easy to get swept up in that and think, yeah, that'd be great. But then there's the actual job.
Yes.
And, you know, yep. and your family gets impacted. So my family is always, always going to be my top priority.
Well, you'll do the right thing, and you're going to be a blessing to your family and to whatever state you live in and all those things. And I'm going to have Liz on. I'm going to ask her the same question. So we'll get her on there sometime, too. But it's my home state, and I weep for Minnesota. I weep for downtown Minneapolis and what the unbelievably great state and city that we're talking about. And it's just in so many ways, it's just turned into a cesspool, and it doesn't have to be this way, Michelle. It doesn't.
No,
and it just we just need a few good common sense people to say, hey, here's another way to do it. So we'll see what happens. But I appreciate you taking a few minutes to break it all down. Any last thoughts before I let you go today?
No, but I'm with you. And I think a lot of people who live in your neighborhood out there in Fargo understand that Minnesota is not what it used to be. I've lived here for 3 decades. When I got here, it was a very, very different place. And it's some bad policy. It's this, you know, look, it's like Joe Biden said, well, we can't close the border unless we get a law passed. Well, apparently that's not true because we've seen it done now.
Funny how
and
that
so,
happens.
Yeah. And so all the things you said it in Minnesota, they can be fixed.
No doubt. No doubt about it. Michelle, and I know my listeners are people of faith too, and we will pray for you and your family as you consider all of these things.
Thank you.
And not just
Thank
for
you.
Politics, but just family stuff. You mean a lot to us up here, and you were so kind to come and hang out with us a little while back, and we feel like you're
that
one of
so
us.
Fun.
So all the best to you, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you.